What's up, loves? This is Love or Obsession. I'm your host, Queen. Hey guys, welcome and welcome back. Today on Love or Obsession, we will discuss Austin Lee Edwards. This story serves as a cautionary tale for parents and how we need to monitor our children's online activity and also the people they are in contact with online. This is a catfishing story with a trigger warning of suicide. Let's get into it. It was the summer of 2022. She was 15, he was 17. They met on Instagram. He was her secret boo, her online long distance sneaky link. Her family didn't know about him. Their contact method was Instagram, direct messages, and Discord. Discord was a platform that allowed voice calls. This guy sent her groceries, gifts, gift cards, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and she, along with her friends, was wondering, how is this 17-year-old boy able to pay for all these things? He simply said he had a good job. As we know, everything be all good until it don't be all good. You know, this whirlwind online long-distance romance turned into something real creepy, real clingy, real fast. Because he got clingy, he got pushy, he pressured her for nude photos. She started to feel really uncomfortable and creeped out. So after Halloween of 2022, she cut all communication. But unbeknownst to her, that was a good move, a smart move, because that 17-year-old boy was a 28-year-old sheriff's deputy from Virginia. His name was Austin Lee Edwards. The girl is anonymous because she's underage at the time. He was catfishing her. She didn't even realize how much danger she was in, but she was in fact in a dangerous situation. So Austin Lee Edwards, obsessed with this young 15-year-old girl, he's spending all his money on her. He's in constant contact with her, but yet she's in California and he's in Virginia. When she cut off that contact, I guess that really made him anxious. He drove from Virginia to Riverside, California. He obtained her address from all those Uber Eats orders that he was sending her. So that is another lesson to be careful, ladies. Like, you think a guy being romantic, he's sending you lunch, paying for dinner, and he low-key saving all your information. So just be aware, you know, this is a cautionary tale. So he got her order from all those Uber Eats he was sending her. And he just arrived to her house. He drives from Virginia to Riverside, California. And the girl, she lived with her mother, Brooke Winnick, age 38, along with her grandparents, Mark Winnick, age 69, and Sherry Winnick, age 65. So it's the girl, the mother, and the grandparents. When the guy, Austin Lee Edwards, arrived to this girl's house unannounced, unexpected, mind you, her family didn't know that she was talking to this guy at all. So they had no clue about what was going on or the danger that they were in fact in. Okay, so the girl, the 15-year-old girl that we're talking about in question, her grandmother, Sherry Winnick, was actually on the phone with a aunt, with one of her daughters, the girl's aunt. And her name was Michelle. So she's hearing everything that's going on with her family, her parents, her sister, her niece, and this unexpected stranger that just pops up to their home. So imagine how traumatized this Aunt Michelle is when she hears all these things, okay? So the Winnick family were described as nice, loving, good people. Edwards set the house ablaze after he murdered Brooke Winnick, Mark Winnick, and Sherry Winnick, the mother and the grandparents. And he after murdering them. I don't know how he murdered them. It wasn't like, and by that I mean like, was it blunt force trauma? Was it a stabbing? Was it a shooting? That has yet to be determined. But after he murdered them, he set their house on fire and he fled the scene with the young girl, the 15-year-old girl. He gained access to the family home by posing as a detective who had a few questions for the family. The girl was so clearly distraught about what was going on that a neighbor called, and a neighbor that was witnessing Edwards leave the house with the girl called the authorities so they could perform a welfare check because of how distraught the girl was looking. So the girl was being escorted to Edwards' vehicle. Now, this ain't no Gypsy Rose, you know what I mean? You guys know Gypsy Rose. The girl who was a victim of Munchausen disease by proxy, her mother Dee Dee had Munchausen disease, which she felt that her daughter was this helpless individual who needed all this help and all this surgery, when the daughter was in fact 100% fine. So this girl Gypsy Rose hatched a plan with her boyfriend Nicholas Gottejohn that she met online to kill her mother so she can have this freedom. But that is a Love or Obsession podcast episode, you guys, so go ahead and check that out. So getting back to Edwards and this 15-year-old girl, upon that welfare check, the fire and the victims were discovered. Edwards' vehicle was stopped driving through the San Bernardino Valley. Edwards got into a shootout with police officers, but ultimately shot himself with his service weapon. The girl was unharmed, and I read somewhere that she had a foster mom. I wonder why her aunt didn't take her. I don't know if her aunt blamed her for everything, or if it was just better for the family to go in a separate direction from the girl. I don't know. I don't know if the foster care was best for the girl. That all remains a question mark in the air. But the aunt was Michelle Blandon. She is suing the Washington County Sheriff's Office in Virginia for allowing a mentally unstable person to access a service weapon. I hope the girl and her family receive the justice, you know, that they seek from the courts. They definitely took a major loss in their family. Thank you guys so much for listening. Pictures can be found on the Instagram at Love or Obsession Podcast. Please send all messages and suggestions to Love or Obsession Podcast at gmail.com. It's Queen. I love you guys. Peace out.